German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has landed in Beijing, and he's there on a trip with a major business delegation. Joining us to discuss this is Rebecca Chung-Wilkins, Bloomberg's Asia Government and Politics correspondent. So, Rebecca, this economic emphasis on this trip is alarming to some. It seems like there's consensus in Europe that the entire relationship with China needs to be rethought, and some say that Scholz seems to be out of step. What are some of the key determinables or objectives that Scholz will have on this trip?
Well, I think there's a lot at stake for Chancellor Scholz. I mean, one key issue is how to balance these business interests and these commercial ties that you mentioned alongside this growing pressure and growing cause, not just from Europe, but also from Washington and even from within his coalition to change course on how Germany views China. I think it's very clear when you look at that sort of for the senior executive from Volkswagen, Mercedes, BioNTech, just to name a few. You know, these are the folks who are flanking Scholz on this visit. And it does reflect the handful of these companies that do heavily rely on access to China. Outside the European Union, China has become Germany's largest trading partner. And it reflects, you know, decades of sort of this approach towards economic entanglement as a form of influence that Scholz's predecessors have taken up before him. So there is a long sort of history here to disentangle, and Scholz himself has made it clear that decoupling is not an option.
He is vowing to take a sort of even position here and have a candid exchange. What will some of the comments be from Mr. Scholz as regards the way China's doing business?
He has indeed, and he did come out earlier this week with an article he wrote for a German paper stressing that he isn't going to sort of turn away from these controversies, that he is going to address issues of fair trade, fair access, alongside more controversial things like China's human rights record and so on. So, you know, clearly he is, I think, in some ways trying to answer those critics that he might steer away from those difficult conversations. But the big question remains to what extent he's willing to sacrifice national interest and the interest of those very large firms, including very large automakers, when it comes to Beijing.
We were running a story on the Bloomberg Terminal this morning that basically looked at the Biden administration and said that the Biden administration is taking it too far with its aggressive stance toward China. And I'm sure that Olaf Scholz would probably say that he's trying to take a more moderate position, certainly not trying to curry favor, but somehow be a sort of sensible middle track. What are some examples of this, about how maybe the U.S. is going further than what perhaps should be done?
Absolutely. I think both Scholz and many European leaders would agree that they are trying to seek a more nuanced response. You know, they have this three-pronged approach of viewing China as a partner, a rival, and a competitor. I mean, sources are telling us that there is some frustration that the Chinese sort of can view Europe sometimes just as an extension of DC. And obviously, there are implications there. That hampers their ability to negotiate deals. We do see a more sort of, shall we say, nuanced approach in some of the language around the approach to decoupling and so on. And also, of course, we have not seen from European countries buy-in into this very sweeping chip sanctions that the Biden administration has rolled out. And the big one to watch there is ASML, this Dutch company that, you know, could play a pivotal role in deciding the efficacy of the sanctions that Biden has initiated.
But Scholz had his allowance of the sale of a stake in a German port terminal to a Chinese firm. And some people, I mean, plenty of people, even in the intelligence industry, thought that was a step too far.
Yes, indeed. And there was initial opposition to that from within his own government, too. German sort of security service as well also did voice their concern. I think the whole issue of to what extent Europe and other countries allow China's access from state companies to these strategic issues continues to be a really hot button topic.
Okay, we have to go. It's a lot of huff and puff over what is a very short visit, but interesting to get your insights on that, Rebecca. Rebecca Chung-Wilkins, Bloomberg's Asia Government and Politics correspondent, with us live.